Hi, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And I'm so excited to be reading from the book of Proverbs. It's one of my most favorite books. And when I'm lacking wisdom, I go ahead and just read it every day according to that particular day. Since there's 31 Proverbs, I would read Proverbs 2 on the second day of the month, for example. And so in doing that and having that practice, I have learned that the book of Proverbs is so helpful in a lot of different ways, not just your personal life, but in your business life as well. There's a lot of business principles tucked into the pages of Proverbs. So to start off the next year right, I thought, let's go through them again. I just felt God say, it's time to revisit the Proverbs. So I am reading now in Proverbs chapter 2 from the World English Bible, and this is what it says. My son, if you will receive my words and store up my commandments within you so as to turn your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of God. For Yahweh gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, that he may guard the paths of justice and preserve the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. For wisdom will enter into your heart. Knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the men who speak perverse things, who forsake the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, who are crooked in their ways and wayward in their paths, to deliver you from the strange woman, even from the foreigner who flatters with her words, who forsakes the friend of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death, her paths to the departed spirits. None who go to her will return again, neither do they attain to the paths of life. So you may walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous, for the upright will dwell in the land, the perfect will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the land, the treacherous will be rooted out of it. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I want to dwell in the land. I want to cultivate faithfulness. I want to feed on your faithfulness and your kindness and your goodness, Lord. And so, Lord, would you teach us to value wisdom? Would you teach us to search for it with everything inside of us? Lord, the world delivers all sorts of worldly wisdom that it goes counter to you. And we have so saturated ourselves with that worldly wisdom. We have saturated ourselves with our phones and social media messages back and forth that are not the messages of you, but we have become very astute in knowing them and even internalizing them and even attributing them to you, but that is not true. So please, Lord, teach us to have that great amount of discernment, to discern between what is a worldly bit of wisdom and what is your bit of wisdom. Lord, help us to receive the words you have for us, which means we have to read them. Give us a love for your word that we haven't had before, this insatiable desire to devour the words that you give us. If we want to know you and have relationship with you, we're going to read the book of your heart. And so, Lord, bring us to that place of longing to read your word. Lord, we want to turn our ear to wisdom and apply our heart to understanding. And that takes diligence. It takes pursuit. It takes desire. Lord, we want to call out for discernment and lift up our voice for understanding. We want to seek after you as if you are silver and gold and precious treasure. Lord, we want to fear you, and we understand that to have wisdom is to fear you, to revere you, to magnify you, to see you as holy, 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 and that we are not holy, holy, holy. We're not the Lord of our life. You are the Lord of our life, and you deserve that place of prominence in our life. So forgive us today for chasing after our reputation, chasing after ourselves, fulfilling only us at the detriment of hearing from you. We want to hear your voice this year. We know that your voice is laced with wisdom and guidance and strength. So help us to tune out the cacophony of voices that we hear every single day, to hear the still, small, quiet voice of you, giving us the wisdom we need to live well today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I would love to hear from you, how you found the podcast, where you're listening from, maybe a testimony if you have one about how this podcast has been helpful to you. You can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com, and I would love to hear from you.